The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles,
we think it's time to clear up this matter with your father, so in good faith, his release is our first priority.
Detective!
Or is it agent?
I haven't decided yet.
Of course, to me, it sounds like a no-brainer.
No-brainer, huh? Well, I have a brain, and it's telling me I'm being coerced into working for you guys.
So, the place still running smoothly without me?
Jim, why are you calling me on the office phone?
Well, because I'm officially getting better. A couple more days, and I'll be able to transfer to a rehab facility.
Detective Hawk, please, come in. I suppose you're here to talk about the federal agency offer? I would like for you to clear any pending or ongoing investigations you have right now.
I'll take the job, Pierman, but with the understanding that my primary focus is on finding and gaining the release of my father.
Miss Hawk, this is the Martin State Operator. I have located Mr. Barnes for you. Mr. Barnes is en route to the planet Boldabar. That's about 25,000 light years from here.
And now, Episode 30, Boldabar Bound.
We won't be able to communicate with him until he reaches his destination and we can establish a portal call.
25,000 light years?
Yes, ma'am. But remember, we can travel portals. What you may refer to as wormholes. The journey's only a couple of days.
Another planet. Jim has died and gone to heaven.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, a figure of speech. Thank you. Please call me when you have contact.
Certainly will.
Pierman, I just found out that Barnes is headed for some planet called Boldabar, 25,000 light years from here.
Very interesting. Boldabar is our closest outpost in the Canis Major Dwarf Galaxy. They have an excellent rehab facility there. He'll not only get to recuperate, but he'll be able to train with the best commandos we have.
Commandos? We're talking about Jim Barnes, right?
He's not training to be a commando. They have extensive experience with biometric integration. He'll develop his skills with his new eye and eventually the language circuitry.
Supervision and intense language skills. He'll be impossible to live with now. So, what's my next step?
We will try to expedite the application through the channels. I suggest you take this time to tidy up any cases that you're working on. Maybe even take any accrued vacation time.
How long before I can actually start working on my father's case?
That's really hard to say. The wheels of the government are slow, to say the least. In the meantime, I have requested transcripts from your father's case. You can take this time to familiarize yourself with them.
Good. I need to get up to speed on it as soon as possible.
I'm faxing them to your apartment now. I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Pierman. Well, I hope Jim's having a better time than I am.
Control to Rochester.
Yeah, I'm still here. Say, Control, when do I get to float like a butterfly?
Agent, remember we told you that this deep space ship spins to create an artificial gravity?
Yeah, I know, but what fun is space without zero G? I mean, you know, I'm not complaining. This big tin box has all the comforts of home and all, but zero G's, come on.
We need you to prepare for orbital rendezvous. Please ensure that the WCS is secure.
You mean, did I make sure I put the lid down on the toilet?
That's affirmative. Rotation will be dampened for space station docking, and you'll experience microgravity.
And that wouldn't be a good thing if the toilet lid was up. Hey, don't worry. I remember my orientation. WCS is secure, vacuum lock engaged, and I'm strapping in.
RCS initial thrusters, 4.25 seconds, burn in 3, 2, 1. Burn confirmed.
Whoa, I think I can fly.
Tell me you're strapped in, Agent Barnes.
You guys are no fun.
Station, Rochester is at 105 meters, 6.1 per second closure rate.
Roger. Telemetry good. ROC good.
Stand by for 3 seconds. RCS burn in 3, 2, 1. Station, burn complete. Rate of closure now 3.2 meters per second.
Copy. ROC 3.2 MPS.
Final RPS burn 1.5 seconds in 3, 2, 1. Good burn.
on target. Stand by for SIP capture. Capture confirmed. Locked. Seal test in progress.
Roger. Break. Control to Rochester. Prepare for transfer.
Yeah, sure. Just let me get my overhead luggage.
Good luck, Agent Barnes. And again, welcome to the IDF. Break. Station. Cargo secure. Ready for transfer.
Whoa! Now I can fly!
Rochester, pressure check good. Prepare for hatch opening.
Probationary Agent Barnes, I'm Commander Sims. Welcome aboard Boldabar Station. Just give a slight push off and fly over here.
Ho ho! Commander! Long time since I've been called a proby. Jim Barnes, glad to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. I'll be flying you down to the surface today. Please follow me. Take short push-offs here. You can grab these handholds if you need them.
So we need to leave right away? I was kind of hoping to do a little freestyling.
Don't worry, Agent Barnes. You'll have plenty of opportunities in the future to freestyle. We need to get you to the surface and start your rehab as soon as possible, all right? First, we need to get you into this pressurized suit, made especially for you. Once we've done that, we'll head for our shuttlecraft.
All right. My own spacesuit. I know Kate can't be having more fun than I am right now.
What's this?
Cold case files, yours and Bonds's. Captain wants you to go through them and make sure that everything is up to date.
They're cold case files. That means the leads ran out. There's nothing left.
Yo, Detective, I'm just the messenger here. I think she just wants you to sign off on everything before we turn it over to the next guy. And when you're done with that, we can do the hand receipt inventory for your issued items. Then, we need to go to the armory.
I get it. Please, one thing at a time, Officer Mack.
So you want I should go get Nelson to help you?
No, but I'd like to tell you what you could do right now.
Gotcha. Okay then, I'll check back with you later. By the way, Nelson was right. Those chili dogs are outstanding.
Chili dogs? Not now, not ever. I've never been so sick in my life since that day with Dad. Speaking of sick, I wonder how Jim's doing in space. That poor guy gets sick riding in the backseat of a car.
Whoa! This is absolutely incredible! What a view! Kinda looks like Earth.
It's what we call a Goldilocks planet.
Yeah. Not too hot, not too cold, but just right.
Roswell, Shuttle 1 for EDL.
Roswell?
Roger 1. Entry corridor confirmed, speed 17.5 kilo. Orbit confirmed. Contact approach upon crossing Whiskey 6.
Copy Whiskey 6. Yeah, Roswell. We thought it was an appropriate place to land alien spacecraft.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
We'll do about half orbit, then begin our approach. You'll notice a bright glow as we enter the atmosphere.
So, how long do we lose commo during re-entry blackout?
Thanks to the tracking and data relay satellite system, we don't.
Epic. Eat your heart out, Kate Hawk.
Detective Hawk, how long before you can clean up those files?
Almost done, ma'am.
I need to turn them over to Hernandez.
Yes, ma'am.
Take them to Hernandez once they're done.
Certainly, ma'am. Right away, ma'am.
Hey, Detective. Are you done yet? We need to clear your hand receipts and go to the armory.
Going as fast as I can, Mac.
Detective Hawk. A Mr. Pyramid, I believe, wants to know if you could come to the warehouse to sign release forms for the monument prop.
Yeah, well, she ain't going nowhere until she gets her hand receipts done and clear the armory.
Oh, yeah? Well, we need to release the monument for scrap.
Yeah, well, you can scrap that. She's going through the hand receipts first.
Oh, yeah? The captain wants the piece of junk off our books.
Well, she wants these hand receipts cleared, so zip it.
And if you both don't zip it, I'll take this size 8 shoe and plant it in both of your sixes. And these shoes have pointed toes. So I suggest you make yourselves scarce. And let me finish this.
You know, I just remembered. I've got some important filing to do.
Yeah, I've got a report I forgot about.
So, Commander, what Mach speed are we doing right now?
Mach speed in space is really irrelevant, since there is no atmosphere to conduct the sound waves. We're traveling at about 17,500 miles per hour. If you convert that into Mach speed, it would be around Mach 23, under normal sea levels, conditions, and temperatures.
Whew! That bet I'll drag a Chevrolet.
Not even a contest, my friend.
Shuttle 1, go for PTI.
Roger, go for PTI.
Hey, program test input. I know that one. We'll be heating up in the atmosphere soon.
Very good, Agent Barnes. You know your space jargon.
Oh, I love watching NASA TV. Kate would always tease me when I told her about it. She said, "You been watching paint dry again?"
Well, I hope this is a little more interesting than that. Get ready to pull a few G's. We need to go from about Mach 25 to Mach 3. Then I can light up the engines and we'll fly to base.
Light them up!
I swear, if one more person wants something, I'm going to light them up. What now? Detective Hawk, SIS.
Well, Kate, sounds like you are in demand today.
Yeah? And what exactly do you want?
I just wanted to let you know that everything on our end is falling into place. Your security clearance was given a top priority. The agency has an immediate demand for a Mandarin translator, so your application should fast-track through.
Well, he can go as fast as it wants, but I'm not going anywhere until all this paperwork is finished.
Your help should be there now. Say hello to Burdett. I'll talk to you later.
Agent Hawk, I am Burdett. These are the files to clear. Please sign here so I can assimilate your signature.
Here.
Yes, okay. That's interesting, okay. We are done. These are all updated. These two. I have suggested possible suspects for Hernandez to investigate. Now here are your hand receipts. I have already inventoried and verified with your officer, Mac. They are now signed. Follow me to the armory to turn in your service weapon. I have cleared personnel for you. Please follow me now, please.
How?
Beat is my specialty. Follow me, please.
Did you bake me a going-away cake, too?
In the break room, we'll celebrate when we return. Welcome to the IDF.
What a ride!
The first of many, Agent Barnes. Welcome to the IDF.
And so it begins. Both Kate and Jim are fully committed to the Intergalactic Defense Force. But how soon before Kate can search out her father and Jim be rehabilitated? And the two join forces once again. Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Operation Horus.